Masechet Kelim, Perek Yotet, Mishnah Vav. Here we'll talk more about the Mizran, the piece of fabric, of cloth that was attached to a bed. Mishnah says, Mita shekarach la Mizran v'naga bahen hamet. If a bed was wrapped with a Mizran, and the bed or the Mizran came into contact with a met, with a corpse, Teme'in tum'at shiv'a. They both tameh for a 7-day period. The bed and the Mizran are connected. They're one unit. Therefore, if either one of them becomes tameh, the other one becomes tameh as well. Pereshu teme'in tum'at shiva. If they separate from each other, the Mizran is removed from the bed, they're still both have a 7-day tum'ah. The Mizran is its own keli. So when the bed and the Mizran are separated, it's not considered to be broken. If either one of them came into contact with the sheretz, they're both tameh, as a rishon, with 1-day tum'ah, pereshu teme'in tum'at erev. If they separate from each other, then they remain tameh with 1-day tum'ah. Now we'll talk about the bed frame itself. A bed frame has the sideboards, the end boards, and the legs. The legs had in them certain notches that would hold the boards together, and if the boards were replaced with new boards, then the size of the notches had to be adjusted to fit the new boards where the old boards were no longer usable. Mitashin itilu she'aruko chela, a tameh bed where the sideboards were removed. The sideboards here never broke, they were just taken apart. And therefore, a person could put them right back into place. And when the bed is now disassembled, it's not tameh. But if he assembles it back, puts the old boards, which again are not broken, if he attaches them back to the notches, the bed will become tameh once more because it's intact. The owner made new sideboards and never changed the notches that the old boards went into. He took the new sideboards and he attached them to the legs without changing the notches. So the legs are still capable of holding on to the old sideboards, the original ones that he removed. What do we say? Nishtabiru hadashot teme'ah. If the new sideboards broke, the beds could still become tameh once more if he puts the original boards back on them. The original boards are still intact. The notches are the original ones, and therefore, once he puts them back, it's back to the old bed, and therefore it's still capable of becoming tameh. Vishanot tehora she'akol holech ahar yishanot. But if the old sideboards broke, the bed is tahor. It does not regain the tum'ah that it originally had, because everything depends on the old sideboards. When seeing if the bed that broke is tameh or not, we have to look at all the parts at the moment that it became tameh, the original parts. If the original sideboards are still in existence, the bed was taken apart and then put back together so it could regain its tum'ah. But if the original sideboards break, the bed is considered to be a broken bed, and therefore it doesn't have the ability to regain back its tum'ah.